Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Professions don't necessarily last a lifetime. Some people retire early or change jobs. So this week I'm looking at two new movies, a realistic drama and an action thriller, about men leaving their longtime professions. There's a jockey in Phoenix pondering his final ride, and a drug dealer in Belfast trying to complete his last deal. Knight Rider, directed by Stephen Fingleton. Budge, played by Mo Dunford, is a small-time drug runner in Belfast, Northern Ireland, who wants to change his life. He has a Ukrainian girlfriend and a teenage daughter, both of whom he loves dearly. He plans to get out of the drug trade entirely, but he needs a bit of cash, 60,000 quid to be exact, to start a new business. He and a best friend are signing the lease in the morning to open a new body shop. He got his share from a loan shark, and the borrowed balance has to be paid back by midnight. Before that, he just has to pick up 50 kilos of drugs in a white van and drop them off with the buyer. He's done it dozens of times and nothing ever went wrong before, so he's not really worried. Famous last words. Something does go wrong. He's being tailed by a car, probably a cop. So he has to pass the pickup to an underling so he doesn't get caught with the evidence. But the loan shark thug is also on his back, and the buyer is getting cold feet. His teenage daughter seeks advice about her date, and then the worst possible outcome, the van with the drugs goes missing. The cops are circling in, and loaded guns enter the pictures. Are his future plans ruined? Will he live or will he die? And has he unwillingly pulled his daughter, best friend, and the love of his life into a dangerous world he's always kept separate? Night Ride is an okay thriller with a bunch of twists and turns that keep you interested. It's a single-shot movie, a no cuts, and recorded by a single handheld or mounted camera. And I like Mo Dunford as the main character, which is a good thing because he's basically the only one in this movie. Why, you may ask? Why is it just him? Because the whole thing was shot during a COVID lockdown in Belfast. So all we see, aside from a few crucial scenes, is him driving his car around, talking on the phone to various invisible voices. I know we have to pull together in these troubled times, blah, 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 blah. But this doesn't make for a good movie. I've seen a number of these lockdown films. Jake Gyllenhaal is a 911 cop in the bad Netflix The Guilty. Naomi Watts as a jogger mom in the awful Lakewood, and KJ Apa as a bike courier in the atrociously, laughably, terrible Songbird. So in that company, compared to those, Knight Ride is fantastic. But in the wider world of action thrillers, a movie about a guy driving a car while on the phone, it just doesn't do it. Jockey, directed by Clint Bentley. Jackson, played by Clifton Collins Jr., is an ordinary man in Phoenix, Arizona. He likes fishing, playing poker, and waking up early in the morning. What's special about him, though, is his skill as a jockey. He has ridden countless prize-winning racehorses to victory. He may be a bit long in the tooth now, but he's still legendary at the racetracks. He works alongside Ruth, played by Molly Parker, a horse trainer. She raises the animals and handles relations with the owners. Jackson has little time to spend with those dilettantes. And the two of them are like white on rice. They never keep secrets. But their relationship changes when Ruth becomes an owner herself. She's raising a filly that's perfect for Jackson to ride and could be a real prize winner. Talking big money here. He feels the same way and would love to take her all the way to the top. but he is keeping one secret. His spine is severely damaged from years of accidents at the racetracks. The only doctor he's seen about it so far is a veterinarian. And a twitch he first noticed on one side, starting with his fingers, is getting worse. There's also a second problem. A young jockey named Gabriel, played by Moises Arias, seems to be following him around. What does this kid want? Is he trying to take over? He confronts him in the cafeteria, and Gabriel blurts out that Jackson is his father, the result of a fling he had with his mom 20 years ago. Is he telling the truth? Will Jackson retire after riding his last great horse? Can he pass his secrets on to his newfound son? Or will his back injury cut everything short? Jockey is a beautifully made story about a legendary jockey in his declining years. Storyline is fictional, and the three main characters are played by actors, but it's shot semi-documentary style in the midst of a real world we rarely see. And it's a rough life. Actual jockeys share their battle scars and injuries with their chums and the dangers they face each day. Cameras are placed like right under the horses as they speed away out of the gates at the start of a race. And other scenes are shot right at dawn, capturing the vast, glowing Arizona skies. Just beautiful. Clifton Collins Jr. gives a subtly perfect performance as Jackson. If I didn't know he was an actor, I'd have thought they found this jockey and made a movie about him. This is a great picture that deserves to be seen on a big screen. Knight Ride is now available on VOD, and Jockey opens theatrically in Toronto this weekend at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.